Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Ming-Chi Kuo has reiterated that he expects next-generation AirPods Pro to arrive sometime next year and feature innovative health tracking functionality. In the near term, however, Kuo is cutting his estimates for headphone shipments for Apple because of increasing competition and a lack of new AirPods updates. For the full calendar year, Kuo has cut his estimate for AirPods shipments to 70 to 75 million units. He says that the market for truly wireless earbuds is increasingly competitive, and in the absence of anything new from Apple, customers are looking at other options. But with that being said, the decline will be somewhat offset by the launch of the new Beats Studio Buds, which Kuo says offer an attractive proposition for customers because of their lower price point and good compatibility with Android. Kuo says that this is part of Apple's strategy of using the Beats brand as a lower-priced option targeting the broader market. And finally, looking ahead to 2022, Kuo expects that the release of AirPods Pro 2 and the launch of AirPods 3 will push Apple's total wireless headphone shipments to over 100 million units, a 30% increase over 2021. In other news today, a supply chain report says Apple has a big upgrade in store for the iPad Air in 2022. The report says that Apple is readying iPad Air models with OLED displays for as soon as next year. The OLED iPad will come first to the iPad Air with a 10.86-inch display next year. The company is also said to be preparing 11-inch and 12.9-inch OLED iPad Pros for 2023. The report says Apple would use rigid OLED for the iPad Air, whereas future iPad Pro models would take advantage of flexible OLED displays. Flexible OLED would allow Apple to make the iPad Pro bezels even thinner. It's the same technology that Apple currently uses in the iPhone. The move to OLED in the iPad is interesting and somewhat counterintuitive, given that Apple only just released an iPad Pro with mini-LED display technology. OLED is technically superior to mini-LED in the fact that each pixel is individually lit, whereas mini-LED relies on larger regions of dimming zones, which, as some of the iPad Pro reviews have indicated, can cause backlighting halo effects. The downside to OLED, however, is that it has poor off-angle performance and is prone to burn-in. Mini-LED can often reach a higher maximum brightness than OLED as well. And this isn't the first report to suggest that Apple is working on OLED for the iPad, so it absolutely does seem like something Apple is investigating. So to recap, this report believes we'll get an OLED iPad Air next year and an OLED iPad Pro in 2023. Rounding out today, earlier this month, Tim Cook announced in an internal memo that Apple will adopt a new hybrid work plan that will require employees to work in person at least 3 days per week. This plan has resulted in some controversy, but the company is now reaffirming that it has no plans to reverse its decision, and it considers in-person work essential. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Apple had to close its offices in 2020, resulting in more than a year of completely remote work. Now that the situation is improving in the United States, the company wants its employees to return to in-person work, but some of those employees aren't jumping at the bit to go back to normal. Following Tim Cook's announcement earlier this month, employees sent a letter asking the company to let them choose to work in person or remotely, but this is the request Apple is now denying. Apple says any remote work decisions will be made on a case-by-case basis, and any new remote positions will require executive approval. In an internal video, Apple's Senior Vice President of Retail and People, Deirdre O'Brien, said that Apple believes that in-person collaboration is essential to the company's culture and the future. O'Brien explained to employees that the products and services launched by Apple in the past have all been the result of in-person collaboration. She said, quote, if we take a moment to reflect on our unbelievable product launches this past year. The products and the launch execution were built upon the base of years of work that we did when we were all together in person, end quote. So although this new 3-day per week in-person hybrid model is more relaxed than Apple has been towards remote work in the past, it's still stricter than other tech companies like Google and Facebook, which will give employees the option to work remotely indefinitely. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.